WKJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Cellular. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Cellular, we're a locally owned Verizon wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Cellular, 764 Main Street in Anita.
In high school basketball around the region yesterday, in boys basketball, it was Griswold over Cam, 62-51. Harlan beating Abraham Lincoln, 54-38. Nottoway Valley downs Mount Air, 67-36. It was Carroll over Carlisle, 70-56. St. Albert beating Elkhorn Mount Michael of Nebraska, 68-49. In girls basketball last night, Griswold defeated Cam's, 52-25. It was Harlan over Abraham Lincoln, 61-46. Glenwood topping Tri-Center, 38-36. Iowa School for the Deaf over Underwood, 44-40. Nottoway Valley beat Mount Air, 47-39. And St. Albert topping Boystown, 62-20. In Western Valley Conference tournament play, consolation round action, it was Maple Valley over Charter Oak Ute, 48-29. And Woodbury Central beating Whiting, 63-30. Well, tonight on KJAN, we have girls basketball for you here. Hawkeye 10 Conference girls play as Atlantic will be at home tonight. The Trojans will host Lewis Central in Hawkeye 10 Conference action. Varsity game set to go at about 7:30 this evening, and we'll be having that ball game for you live tonight here on the air. You can listen to it at AM 1220, FM 101.1. Also on the web, we're streaming live at KJAN.com, and you can hear it on your smartphone as well if you've downloaded the free KJAN app for your Android or iPhone device. Make sure you do that. It's free, but it's really valuable. Lewis Central at Atlantic, live tonight here on KJAN. Well, the weekly Girls High School Athletic Union basketball rankings, the ninth of the season, out yesterday afternoon. In the Class 5A rankings, Dowling Catholic is the number one team this week. They move up from number four. Iowa City High, Southeast Polk, Muscatine, and then last week's number one, Ankeny, round out the top five. In Class 4A, the top 15 list is headed up by Bishop Heland Catholic. Indianola, Waverly Shell Rock, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Benton are the top five, with Harlan up three places to number six. Lewis Central drops four spots this week. They're in at number 12. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top ranked, with MOC Floyd Valley, Esterville Lincoln Central, North Polk, and Cascade the top five. In Class 2A, Western Christian remains number one. IKM Manning stays put at number two. North Lynn, Lawton Bronson, and Panorama round out this week's top five, same as last week. And in Class 1A, Newell Fonda is the new number one team as they move up a spot. Central Lyon is number two. They're up a notch. And Burlington Notre Dame also up a spot to number three. Last week's top-rated team, Bedford, falls to number four this week. Arweva is five. Adair Casey is at number six. They both stay put from last week's poll. Well, men's college hoops last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes overcame a slow start, and then they beat Penn State 76-67 in Iowa City. Sophomore Aaron White had a career-high 27 points, and after getting his first start of the season, junior forward Melson Basabi finished with 10 points and 10 rebounds.
When I step on the court, you know, I'm going to be effective, and I'm not going to let nobody get in the way of what I do, and I'm going to do what I do best, and that's play with energy, play with toughness, and affect the game.
Basabi says a lot of players are having an impact, and it doesn't matter if you're in the starting lineup or coming off the bench.
It's just as simple as that. We're just a good team. So that's why I said in my comments, people are asking me, it doesn't matter if you start or if you're coming off the bench. You know, you're going to be on the court, so just be effective. We have a lot of talented people, so that's it.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says Basabi deserved the start.
The reason I think he's more capable of being a starter now is he's not making the same kinds of mistakes he used to make defensively. He's also in phenomenal physical condition. So he used to make mistakes because he was tired and because he was in the wrong place, and then that would end up make him end up in foul trouble. So he's in the right place. He's affecting the game defensively. He's not in foul trouble. and he's playing like a star, and that's what we need him to do.
Iowa used a 14-0 run in the opening half to take the lead for good, and then held off a late rally by the Nittany Lions as the Hawkeyes improved to 14-7 overall. They're now 3-5 in Big Ten conference play. It was a tough night for the nation's ninth-ranked men's basketball team. Butler committed a season-high 23 turnovers, and they trailed by double digits for most of their 75-58 loss at St. Louis. Rodney Clark had 17 points for Butler, but also had 5 turnovers as the Bulldogs fall to 17-4. Elsewhere in the top 25, 7th-ranked Gonzaga jumped out to a 46-18 halftime lead, and they coasted to an 88-43 win over Loyola Marymount. Nick Johnson scored 5 of his 15 points in the final 2 minutes as 8th-ranked Arizona beat Washington 57-53. And number 13, Michigan State trailed by 10 at the break before opening the second half with a 14-0 run as they beat Illinois by a score of 80-75. A Charisma Penn scored 18 points. Adrienne Godbold and Amber Moore each had 17 as Illinois closed with a 14-2 run over the final 5-11 to knock off number 24 Iowa 74-62 in women's college hoops last night. Penn pulled down 8 rebounds for the Illini, whose last victory over Iowa in Champaign was in 2003. Samantha Logic had 13 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Hawkeyes, but she committed 8 of the team's 27 turnovers. Iowa falls to 16-6 overall in the season, 5-3 in the Big Ten with that loss. In the NBA last night, just 2 games, Oklahoma City beat Memphis 106-89, Golden State downing Dallas 100-97. Also on the ice in the National Hockey League, it was Buffalo outscoring Boston 7-4, New York Islanders in overtime, a 5-4 winner over New Jersey. Pittsburgh beat the New York Rangers 3-0, it was St. Louis over Columbus 4-1, Toronto down Washington 3-2, Florida beat Winnipeg 6-3, Colorado topping Calgary 6-3, San Jose a double overtime 3-2 win over Edmonton, and Nashville needed 2 OTs to beat Los Angeles 2-1. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
In today's world, our cell phones have become a vital part of our lives. Whether it's staying in touch with loved ones or updating our status on Facebook, make sure you have the best cell phone coverage by signing up with Verizon Wireless at White Pole Road Sailor. Hi, this is Janet. If you're looking to stay up to date on the latest in smartphones, or you just want a basic cell phone that's easy to use, our wide variety is sure to fit your needs. Or if you're on the go, don't forget about our hands-free Blue Parrot headsets. At White Pole Road Sailor, we're a locally owned Verizon Wireless provider. Dean Stormer and I have over 20 years of experience, and we'd be glad to walk you through the latest in cell phone technology, like the new talk-to-text feature. Or if you need a reliable locksmith, Wayne Johnson does residential and commercial work. White Pole Road Sailor in Anita, open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 6, and on Saturday, 8 to noon. Give us a call at 712-762-3022. Or come see us at White Pole Road Sailor, 764 Main Street in Anita.
Atlantic senior Chad Christensen signed a national letter of intent Thursday morning to play baseball at North Iowa Area Community College in Mason City. Christensen says he looked at several programs during the recruiting process, but that he loved the campus, the school, and the baseball program at NIAC.
They said that I had a good shot of playing if I worked hard and showed that I should be playing, then I like that, and the coach is always up front with me and told me everything, and so I just thought I needed to go there.
Christensen says baseball has always been his passion since Little League, but playing other sports has helped him develop.
It helped me be a leader on the field because with basketball being the point guard, the ball is always in my hands, so I know what needs to be done. So and football helped me with teamwork and being a team player, which I think helps being in baseball because it's not all about one player in baseball, it's about the whole team. So, and how you can help the whole team is better than yourself. So I think those are my two.
Travis Hergert is the first-year coach at NIAC after serving 8 years as an assistant in the program, and he says they've watched Chad in high school and in the Perfect Game spring and fall leagues.
He's a baseball player. I mean, he's got tools. Obviously, he's got size, and I think the best years are ahead of him. And, you know, that's what you have to project in recruiting, you know, not only what you have now, but what can they be later on. And I think one of our strengths, obviously, is our development. Our track record, you know, is second to none, I think, as far as the development process and getting guys to move on to, you know, multiple levels. But the one thing I like about Chad is he's a hard worker. He comes from a good family. You know, all the intangibles that you look for when you're recruiting kids, especially from the state of Iowa. So we're excited about his opportunities and the possibilities of him, you know, really developing and being an impact guy for us.
NIAC had a 37-21 record last season and sent 8 players on to 4-year schools, including 6 of them to Division I programs. And Chad says that's his goal.
want to see how the first years go, and then hopefully I can find somewhere else after that. But yes, definitely Division I would probably be my number one goal.
Christensen will be a five-year letter winner after his senior season this summer as a five-year starter at shortstop. He helped the Trojans to a 19-11 record last season. Well, Iowa and Nebraska want to continue playing each other on the Friday after Thanksgiving. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta and Sean Eichhorst, his counterpart at Nebraska, will ask the Big Ten to honor their request when an administrative council meets later next month. The Hawkeyes and the Huskers are currently slated to meet on the Saturday after Thanksgiving in 2013 and 14, but they want to push those matchups up a day. Iowa is set to travel to Lincoln this fall, with Nebraska playing in Iowa City 2014. The schools began their annual series when the Huskers joined the Big Ten for the 2011 season. Nebraska's won each of the first two meetings. Kansas State football coach Bill Snyder has signed a new five-year deal that includes an increase in compensation to $14.75 million over the life of the contract. Snyder's new deal, which includes an automatic rollover provision, increases his salary to $2.75 million for the 2013 season, with annual increases of $100,000. The 73-year-old led the Wildcats to an 11-2 record, their second Big 12 championship, and a berth in the Fiesta Bowl this past season. He was voted the AP Big 12 Coach of the Year. The Green Bay Packers say veteran receiver Donald Driver is retiring. A formal announcement is planned next week for the team's all-time leading receiver. Driver finishes as the Packers' all-time leader in yards receiving with 10,137 yards and catches with 743. He's third behind Don Hutson and Sterling Sharp with 61 touchdown receptions. Driver turns 38 tomorrow. An official with the State Athletic Association says its board will vote next month on a requirement that coaches pass a course dealing with recognizing the signs of traumatic brain injuries. Alan Bestie, the assistant executive director of the Iowa High School Athletic Association, told legislators yesterday that his group's board will likely adopt a rule next month requiring that each year coaches must pass a course focused on recognizing the signs of brain injuries, including concussions. Student athletes with such injuries would be removed from play. Now, the rule would apply to coaches of 7th to 8th grade teams. That rule would take effect in time for the upcoming school year. A House Education subcommittee was studying that issue. Legislators opted not to take action if the association approves its rule. In golf, Phil Mickelson came within a fraction of an inch of becoming the sixth player in PGA Tour history to shoot a 59 at a sanctioned event. Instead, he had to settle for an 11-under par 60 that gives him the clubhouse lead in the first round of the Phoenix Open. Mickelson needed to sink a 25-foot birdie attempt on his last hole to tie the PGA record for lowest score, and the putt appeared on target until the final quarter inch when the ball caught the lip of the right edge of the cup and spun out. He matched the tournament record that he had already shared with Grant Waite and Mark Calcavecchia. Mickelson was four strokes ahead of Jeff Maggart, Padraig Harrington, Brant Snedeker, Ted Potter Jr., and Ryan Palmer when play was suspended due to darkness. Al Geiberger, Chip Beck, David Duval, Paul Goidos, and Stuart Appleby remain the only PGA players to shoot 59s. Earlier in the day, Vijay Singh withdrew from the event, citing a back injury. That came after Singh admitted earlier in the week that he had used deer antler spray, a product mentioned in a Sports Illustrated article about Ray Lewis of the Baltimore Ravens. The article said that Lewis sought help from a company which says its deer antler spray and pills contain a naturally occurring banned product connected to human growth hormone. Singh said he had no idea that contained any banned substances. Marco Mira doesn't think Vijay Singh would ever try to cheat, but he still believes the Fijian should be suspended for a couple of months by the PGA Tour for admitting that he used that deer antler spray containing a banned substance. Former British Open winner Bob Charles of New Zealand says he used and promoted a banned deer antler spray for more than 20 years, and he's surprised to learn that it contains a substance that violates golf's doping protocols. The 1963 Open winner was a spokesman for the deer antler product and used it daily over two decades. And a sellout crowd is expected in Iowa City tonight as the third-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes host top-ranked and two-time defending national champion Penn State in a wrestling duel. The Hawkeyes squeaked out a 16-15 victory at Minnesota last weekend as the teams split the 10 matches.
5-5 is not really how you want to go about this deal, but sometimes you take what you can get. And I don't know if we were lucky to get out of there with a win. I think, you know, they'll use this against me, but I think they were lucky to get out of there 5-5.
That's Iowa coach Tom Brands, who says to beat Penn State, the Hawks must be the aggressor.
We want answers. We want statements. We want exclamation marks. And we want to be the answer to the question, who's going to win this weight class? We want to be the answer to that. It takes a lot of work and a lot of energy to wrestle that way and to get that result.
Both teams are 5-0 in Big Ten dual meets heading into tonight's action. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Pole Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're on Main Street in Anita. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.